Currently, the refugees and the host community members who do not know to swim are helped to cross using jerrycans tied together using sticks with the help of swimmers. Each passenger pays between 3,000 to 5,000 shillings to the swimmers to cross the river using the crude method. The Refugee Welfare Council chairman for Zone 3 in Invepi Refugee Settlement, Yustol Suba, says there are two options the refugee governing bodies should implement immediately because the movements across the river is inevitable.
Some families go for food. People have to go and visit friends, visit families, relatives. If UNHCR or the government of Uganda can at least construct a semi-permanent bridge for crossing, because the one we have at the moment, which is permanent, is 7 or 8 kilometers away from where we are.
George Kenny Peter, a resident of Village 3, Zone 3 in Vepi Refugee Settlement, enumerated the figures of the refugees who drowned in the river this year alone.
We registered 5 dead cases in Inyau. 2 are children and 3 are elders. 2 are in Mbepi, particularly in Village 3, Zone 3. 3 are from the site of Omogo. They are in Omogo Zone, Village 4.
Rais Tabu, the elder brother of the last victim, Gismala Noel Emmanuel, who drowned on 9th August, noted that his brother, with 2 wives and 2 children, was caught by an approaching flood in the middle of the river. The refugee desk officer in the office of the Prime Minister, Rua Solomon Osakan, confirms that the rampant accidents necessitates an immediate action.
The river there is moving very fast, and you know when there is much rain, like now, there was much rain all the way from Congo. It comes with a very great force that it sweeps people away, and the force of water is very strong. But they need to stop crossing, because even if you cross with a jerrycan, it will still sweep you away.
The LC3 chairperson of Uriema sub-county Londino Itma, however, blamed the district council from Parende Rua district for failing to allocate funds under Refugees and Host Population Empowerment Strategic Framework REHOP in 2018 to cater for construction of bridges in the hosting communities.